James McVeigh lived in capital punishment housing in the Jameson Annex of the state penitentiary, commonly known as Death Row. In May, a jury sentenced McVeigh to death for the July 2011 killing of Maybelle Shine. McVeigh stabbed Shine 8 times in her Sioux Falls home before stealing her car. He said it was part of a plot to kill the president. McVeigh pleaded guilty but mentally ill to first-degree murder. South Dakota Secretary of Corrections Denny Kamink says McVeigh hanged himself, but examiners will perform an autopsy and investigations are underway.
The standard procedure that the DCI will investigate to see if there are any criminal laws that are broken. From there, it comes to policy and procedures for the DOC to investigate the situation, and that's what will be done. Of course, the DCI investigation takes precedent over ours at this time.
The man who prosecuted James McVeigh says McVeigh was deeply disturbed and had very little respect for human life. Minnehaha County State's Attorney Aaron McGowan says he hopes McVeigh's decision to end his own life brings closure to the victim's family. Inmate James McVeigh is the second prisoner to commit suicide on death row in just more than a decade. In 2003, convicted serial killer Robert Leroy Anderson hanged himself in his prison cell. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Keely Boltina in Sioux Falls.